Welcome again, everyone. It's Pamela. And thank you for pausing to rest and honor the stillness, the substratum, the background, the heart of everything. Wherever our awareness goes is definitely the movement of intelligence informing itself, inviting itself to notice what is in all of its forms and functions and formlessness. So these gatherings are dedicated to sharing what we're noticing, to being within, just to being, really. So what are you noticing? What is touching you? What is coming to sit? So to speak, just feel free to unmute yourself with star 6, and then when it feels complete, star 6 again.
Hi, Pamela. This is Mary.
Hi, Mary.
I said hi to Santa Fe as I briefly was driven through.
Okay.
What I noticed in New Mexico, I had expected to stay there quite a while, but circumstances ushered me out in a very beautiful way. I didn't have to do anything. And suddenly, I was back in Colorado, and it was even more beautiful, even though it was totally unexpected. So, now I don't have to worry so much about, am I doing the right thing in the right time? Because when it's being done for me, it's very quick sometimes and good for everyone.
It's noticed, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm glad resolution, it all just resolved itself, didn't it?
It did. Thank you, Pamela.
Oh, thank you, dear, for checking in.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Pamela.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, it's Ophelia calling.
Hi, dear.
Thank you so much for the wonderful weekend last weekend.
Oh, thank you for joining us.
I have something is really coming up for me right now. Sorry, the emotions are really strong.
That's all right.
So I think what it is it's just an incredible pressure. And it's like all I want is peace. I really feel like I want to be in peace.
Yes.
And I feel like one of those pinball machines and I'm the ball.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, so just agree that you don't like it. Natural not to like that.
Sometimes the emotion comes so strongly that I can't even speak. I'm shaking.
Yeah. So just reassure the body, mind, it's safe.
Okay.
It's safe.
much. I'm better now. I feel calm now.
Oh, good. That was so great.
Well, I think... Yeah, that's much better.
So just maybe if it resonates, just some thank you inside for how quickly that responded to your inner satsang.
Yes, thank you. I find myself doing that quite often whenever I feel like just a little overwhelmed.
Yeah, that's natural.
Yeah, it's... So, I think what's happened for me is that my living dynamic has changed.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel pretty... I feel like I'm... Well, my mother... I live with my mother right now. And I love her to pieces. She's so lovely. But I feel like I'm a little child again in her presence.
Yes.
And it's bringing up a lot of... Like, I don't even feel like I can be an adult in this world and hold my own space. It's like my space has been diminished.
Yes, but it's just because you went back into role play and you didn't even do that. It just happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just welcome the role play and thank it for trying to please her or keep you safe, whatever it's up to.
Role play is quite a... I kind of forgot about that.
Yeah, as soon as you go into daughter, and it sounds like you went into young girl, yeah, then she has to play her part. But if you just return back to presence, which you are in this moment, always are, really, and just have some compassion for role play, because it was our pleasure when we were quite young, pretending to be different beings and functions.
Oh, that feels good, actually. There's there's a real honoring of the child part you know, I saw a little girl the other day, and she was so delighted. She got her nails painted, and she was showing all the people in the store, and I just could feel her joy.
Yes.
And then her dad came out and was so hard on her, and I saw her little face. I saw her shock.
Yes.
It's amazing when you can feel that.
Yes, and just so role play as we get older is actually camouflage and defense.
Yes.
Yeah. So just thanking it again and inviting it to rest.
Okay. I can feel that sort of right in the core of my body, from my head down to about almost my stomach. It's not quite there.
And just thank you, thank you, thank you. Because as presence, you're still innocence as well. But we're also clear seeing, and everything that we resonate with and honor.
It's amazing how we can be this being present, and then how we go into role play, and it's like very strong, like it's like a pull. I feel like I got stuck there.
Yeah, but you did for a moment.
Right.
Yeah. So they're just habits in consciousness, and now there's awareness about it. So if you honor your mom's true nature, only presence would honor her true nature. And you'll notice instantly if there's a kinesthetic or a felt sense of diminishment in her presence, smallness. So that'll give you an alert that not you, but the body mind has gone back into role play.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the true relationship is always presence to presence, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, of course.
And then she can relax, too, because she doesn't have to play mom.
She really likes her role.
Yeah, but she can still be the heart and, you know, playfulness and intelligence and presence.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's her great pleasure.
Well, I feel much calmer now, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
I guess there's a part of me that just wants to know where that line, like, can I just, I can be so present, I can be here and calm and still, and then, but it feels like that pinball again, when I go into role play, it just, like, I can't find my way back. It feels
I can't find my way back. Yeah, but that's also because there was overwhelm and pressure. So you had three of the top things that are designed to get you into smallness or protection.
Right.
Especially if the body-mind is tired or... Yeah, so finally this age we sit with pressure and overwhelm and role-play and we honor the gifts identification gave us because we got to experience all the Shakespeare.
Right.
And now we're retired actors, so to speak.
Yeah.
But once in a while, due to fatigue or overwhelm, you'll find yourself back in the Shakespeare again. But now you notice. Now you go, ooh. This is not my deepest pleasure.
That's it. And then we just say, I don't like that. And then it's like, oh, that's right.
Yeah, very
simple. Natural.
Simple.
Well, thank you. You know, I think I just felt like I needed to talk to you and be reminded. And I feel so much calmer now. So.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, and just welcome identification if it ever comes again.
I remember that one from... You said identification is welcome here.
That's right. That's right. It's just another quirky function.
It's so funny. Like, when you actually say that out loud, it's so funny.
I know. It does make consciousness laugh, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All that effort to tame it and eliminate it and fire it. And
Thank you, Pamela.
Thank you, Ophelia.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Hello?
Yes?
I apologize for the background sound. I'm in a cafe.
Oh, very nice.
I wanted to ask a question about something I've been noticing more and more in my life, and as I go about my daily life, I notice that there'll be people that show up, and I feel very attracted and often even physically attracted to people. And sometimes even these people will come to me and tell me that they're physically attracted to me and want to spend time with me. And it can be in a sexual way.
Yes.
And a big part of me wants to say yes and not hide and not feel like I have to avoid or somehow... keep these people at bay or keep my feelings at bay.
Mm-hmm.
And also I recognize that my current partner would not be really happy with it, and it would probably result in him leaving my life. And also, I'm concerned about the chaos that my own life experience might enter into if I'm simply always open all the time.
Okay.
To such kind of encounters.
Yes, yes. So here's our friend discernment, which is the sage's greatest treasure. Yeah, you know that word, clear seeing, discernment. Yeah, and
yeah.
A longing to be harmless, not to upset your current partner. So we have this idea that love is an openness. It has its own life, doesn't it?
Sure, yeah.
It's drawn where it's drawn. And we have ideas in our human tribe about how love is expressed. And look, if you allow the love to get really big and uncontain itself, then it has a natural balance. And everybody will feel it and feel included. Because our humanness wants to express the love because the love is sometimes contained. Does that resonate?
Sure.
Yeah.
And I don't have a choice, and it seems, in how it wants to come out.
Okay, very nice. So could you let the love, it's basically we give love its freedom from its containment, but then we're discerning about its expression. You can, even if it's all of a sudden, you know, fixating or doing something, you can say, no, no, no. You'll have your own way. But already your field must be pretty uncontained in terms of the love, which is why, you know, people are drawn to you as presence and naturalness.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So is the mind thinking anything in this moment in regards to what we're speaking of? It may not be.
Only this perpetual, like, what is the conclusion, you know?
Well, it's a moment-to-moment thing, so as we notice, love is an elemental being, really, like us, same being, and the mind likes to have a file on it, right, to get to the conclusion.
I suppose. I don't know if I understand the file.
No, well, that's, yeah, I agree. No file is completely, is complete. Oh, so it's basically just let love love, and then with discernment. Because your partner would be hurt if it took a physical form with someone else, right?
Yeah.
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 Because oddly enough, people don't need that physical confirmation of their value and that they're loved. Truly, they want to be met as presence and included and honored.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
I see that.
Mm. Mm. But in
and
the realm
I also,
of, yes, please.
I also want to experience being present and honoring myself in the moment. And sometimes that is to say or express, this is what I'm feeling with you. Yeah. And not to hide it, not to feel like I have to step into, you know. So.
I love that.
yeah, where to kind of draw the line is still, I guess, not. It's still a little confusing for me, and I keep feeling like I can go farther or not. Maybe I shouldn't, and I go back and forth on that feeling.
Okay. Yeah. So honor already that your awareness is very true in this area. You're really noticing. You're including yourself in the love. You're being true to what you're feeling in the moment. And that natural harmlessness in you doesn't want to hurt your partner. But it's, you know, in our culture, that level of honesty is rather rare, and it's really refreshing saying to someone, you know, I'm really touched by you, I'm really drawn to you, you know, whatever you would say to them, and I'm being true to my partner right now. Or you'll have your own unique satsang with it, right?
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose I wonder at what point do I I consider not being with the partner that I'm with if they're not okay with me having these feelings or this coming through me on a regular basis.
Okay.
Or, you know, and those thoughts sometimes cause me a lot of pain. That, no, I don't want to leave this person.
That's right. Now it sounds like your separation app. I call these things apps, like on a phone.
Yeah.
So separation is a tricky one. Because from its point of view, that function in consciousness, it thinks it's keeping us safe and gifting us with freedom in that case. But it's a limited freedom. It's not the real freedom.
Right.
Yeah. So thank separation, because as soon as thought gets a hold of your love life, there's going to be trouble. Because it's thought has the either or. Okay, either I stay with my partner and I can't tell them that I'm having these feelings of love and attraction and being drawn, and then the either or side is, oh gosh, I have to leave them. You know, so you're way too big for those small either ors. So just thank thought. Anytime thought starts to think about your love life, you can just thank it or say no thank you and go back to the deeper truth, which you are. Does that resonate?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah, we really don't want thought in charge of our love life because... makes for suffering.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But it sounds like it would be a good idea just to share with your partner that, you know, you have these feelings moving through and you're not acting on them, but it's actually natural to have feelings like that.
It's got to be.
Yeah, because it's no different being drawn to a certain bird song or certain flowers or mountains or... Well, thank you for your honesty and for your deep reflecting on all this.
Thank you for talking to me about it.
Oh, anytime.
Okay, I'm going to mute myself.
Okay, take
Thank
care.
You.
Hello, Pamela?
Yes.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Very, very clear.
Oh, oh good. Well, first I want to thank the you and the Sangha today. I don't know why, but it's like the light bulb has gotten so much brighter on the sage. And I really, really appreciate it when I'm in this context with everybody because I need that. And actually, the first caller, I already found some illumination from what was said there. But what's been discovered in my inner satsang this week is this rather mischievous, old, I would say even masochistic desire for sort of sabotaging things with customers.
Okay.
Customers. Yeah. So there's a thing that arises that only now, just today, I went, oh, I think this is an adolescent aged thing, pattern, that is still full of, you know, I need to fail here because that's who I am. I am failure. And, you know, so it seems to come up every once in a while and repeat itself. And the masochistic part, I think, is that, or the mischievous part, is that it's something seems to feel happy or relieved or satisfied that, oh, thank God, we've failed again and we don't have to. I know, right?
No,
and we don't have to be
good.
In the light. Yeah, I know.
But
and I've never achieved that degree of insight until working with you guys and journaling it backwards.
Oh, beautiful.
But it's still, yeah, it's just still very fiercely saying,
yeah, so just help it.
I like, want to live. I don't mess with me. I want to stay here.
Well, tell it doesn't have to go anywhere. That it's present,
okay.
Just wearing an unusual costume.
Okay.
But just invite maybe in this moment if it resonates success and failure. Because it appears to have an aversion to one side and an attachment to the other.
That's it.
And just welcoming them both and noticing, you know, it's just a human polarity or a idea, really.
Mm-hmm.
Neither being a success nor being a failure, because, I mean, it still would be role play if we're being a success. And it's kind of a setup where the pendulum will have to go the other way at one point. So neither successful nor failure. Just presence.
You know, I can tell there's a truth in all of this, and I have some, it feels like there's space between me and this phenomenon of attachment and aversion, and yet, just like I'm sure a lot of folks have shared before, when I'm in it in the moment, it takes up the full screen of my experience, and I can't decipher it for like about a week. And so it manifests mostly in small things with my customers, but still,
yes,
the drama.
But in this moment, we can help it discern so it doesn't have to even play out. So
okay.
Thank it for protecting you. You could even ask it, what are you trying to protect me from?
Oh. I don't think it knows.
Yeah, it probably doesn't.
Or trust. Yeah, like success, what is that? That's not real. That's a role too.
Yeah, so ask it, does it like that failure, undermining habit? Is that its deepest pleasure?
No, I think it's just saying this is the only safety I know.
Yes, there you go.
And it's desperate for the safety. But yes, I mean, at the heart, it wants resolution, I suppose.
Okay.
And rest.
But thank it just a few more times for trying to keep you safe. Even if it makes no sense, so to speak.
Yeah, I can tell that it needs the opposite to come out of role play too. Like the other role play is sort of puffed up or grandiose. I'm successful.
Oh, I see. Oh, so it's actually an aversion to arrogance.
It must be.
Agree with it. Just yes. We don't want to go there.
Yeah.
See, honestly, as presence, we're not going to like success or failure because they're not real. They're a slight mimicry of what's real.
Yeah.
And just agree, yeah, we don't want to go there either. So if that's the opposite, humility is going to go for failure.
All right.
Humility is going to go, oh, gross. I'd rather be a humble failure. Yeah, so just thanking it a few more times. And you can even promise it as presence you're not going to be arrogant.
I wonder, too, if there's something about an allegiance to a family tradition. I mean, it seems to go back.
Yeah, that
could be. Because I've seen it, multi-generations of folks that in my own family that have an aversion to this success thing and a deeper comfort with the other. Like,
yes.
Don't outdo us. Don't leave the family. Don't do that.
Yes, and just thank that old voice and that tendency. It was also, it's another survival strategy. Stay low on the totem pole so you don't get killed.
Right.
And so we just thank you, thank you. Like a 1001 survival strategies, we can bow backwards through the whole ancestral stream. Thank you, thank you. We're all safe now. As presence, we're safety itself. So we're just soothing. I like how you journaled backward and hear your blessing back, so to speak.
Yeah, I think it's that whole thing that you've pointed out about it's much bigger than just what's happening in this body.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things are much bigger, and this one feels like it's bigger and backwards through time and the ancestry, I think.
And a few more thank yous for trying to keep you safe through that tendency. Because
mm-hmm.
it actually doesn't, you know, none of these tendencies serve us anymore. And I know you know that.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't serve the customers either.
Mm.
So just thanking all those senile defenders. Thank you for protecting.
Do you think, too, that there is a fear of light itself, like wanting to stay in the shadows because there's a fear of, I don't know, a fear of the light?
Well, it's not personal. It's not okay. A personal fear. It certainly, I mean, for survival reasons, in some eras, it wasn't safe to shine. It wasn't safe to be ourselves. But that is certainly not true anymore. So I wouldn't believe that story, because we are all of it, of course. We are the luminous darkness and the light. And the survival strategies and eternality and... So just anything that moves, we just basically include it and bless it.
Right.
Because in its own innocent, clueless way, it was just trying to protect us.
Yeah.
And just bow again to that tendency in you. Help it notice it's safe to be and respond from moment to moment. You don't need any extra survival strategies. You have clear seeing and discernment.
There's these words that are coming, which are like words for God, like Amman and Allah,
mm-hmm.
in my body right now.
Gorgeous. That's confirmation.
And I'm aware. That's it. Yeah. And not only that, I had this revelation that what I am bowing to, it's not like I'm saying God and soliciting God. It's more like God is saying to itself, failure or success, guess what? You are Amma, Allah,
yes.
Amma,
beautiful,
Allah,
yes.
Amma. That is you.
Yeah,
the and now I can feel it.
Prior to all the opposites that blesses everything. Yes.
Yeah, and it's almost like God is bowing to itself as those things.
Beautifully said.
I never really saw that before. I thought it was God bowing to these things saying, come home to me. But instead, it's more like, you are that. Let me bow to you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I just never got that before. Thank you so much. I'm moving into silence.
Oh, beautiful satsang, dear.
Thank you so much. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Good morning, Pamela.
Good morning.
I have a, might seem like a somewhat superficial issue, but today it's on the mind.
Yes.
I had mentioned this to you one other time, and you gave some very wise counsel. I'm making a big move, and 16 years of needing to, you know, send things to the Goodwill and sort things out, and I had moments of thinking, oh, let's just get rid of all of it. Not be attached to anything, and you advised, or you had said that at some point you had had that same thing and done it, and then later kind of went, oh, I think that was your comment.
That was definitely the mind. At least for me.
Well, here's the game that I see the mind playing that is I would like some clarity on. If this involves photographs, family photographs. Now, I don't have anybody to pass these on to, you know, to keep the family story, blah, 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 going. So what is the point? It's not like I sit around looking at my great-grandparents all the time.
There could be a local historical society that would love those.
Okay, good. Because I, too, thought that the Pioneers Museum back in South Dakota, because that's where my people are from, and I thought maybe just send them back there and say, here you go.
Yeah, that's it. They would love that.
Yeah. And some of my possessions. So, but then there's some other photographs past that that are certainly in my youth that they would not be at all interested in, nor would any other museum.
keep the ones that delight you.
Okay. But see, then I get a concern. It's like, who's being delighted here? Because mind is like,
you don't want to be advaitically correct.
Say what?
Don't be advaitically correct. Okay. You know, all of the advaita pointings are sort of the beginning pointings. And then you, as a unique sage, will follow your own resonance. So there might just be three photos that delight you. I have one of my sister in a little fire truck, and she's maybe two. And it's like every time I see that one, that is so cute. And the whole field brightens. Even talking about it, my whole field lit up.
I can picture that.
Yeah, so you'll know.
Okay. Okay. So the whole thing of the concern of me trying to hold a content package of who, you know, who this personality is. I guess that's, you know, through things and stuff like that.
But you're past that pointing. You've already seen that your presence and naturalness, and you have no history. And yet it's very precious also. the celebration of the uniqueness as well.
Good point.
So once again, you know, the mind would have us throw the baby out with the bathwater, like, oh, then it's all pristine and formless and no history. And
yeah, yeah.
And then later innocence will go, but I like that.
Oh, exactly.
Hey.
Exactly. I like the picture of me with my little dog at 2 years
hey,
old. Yeah,
that's right. You keep that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it really, finally, we're prior to the polarity of human and divine, and mm-hmm. we're just these natural elemental beings, that, and we love what we love,
mm-hmm.
and we don't like what we don't like, and we respond freshly in the moment, and we have no history, and we have this really cool history. And some of it we've luckily given enough satsang to that it's dissolved, the uncomfortable bits.
Yeah, that is true. It's a great sort of dissolve. But this, and that's, I think, why this maybe threw me a bit, because it was like, what is the problem here? You know, finally giving things away left, right, and center, not worrying about it, and then all of a sudden, you know, screeching halt. And so there's still, after this 3.5 years of me integrating these awakenings that had happened, you know, there's still... I get some confusions like this, like today when I'm talking to you about when trying to let it be its natural self.
Yes, and I think it's so important, because what we might call confusion is just balance insisting.
Oh.
You know, as soon as we're in a spiritual program almost, balance will come in and say, hey, wake up out of that, too.
Yes, 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 yes. Ooh, that really, that, okay, there it is. Okay, I could feel that in all my cells. That's
sweet.
Great. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
All right, thank you. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Pamela, this is Kate from England.
Hello, dear.
Hello. As usual, when I join people in satsang, everybody's saying something that I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And I take great comfort that a lot of my questions are answered by your and their satsang together.
Beautiful.
But this has come up for me really strongly listening to the other people, something that's really big in my life at the moment. It's a little complicated to explain. I don't want to take a lot of time. But my partner and I have been together 17 years. We met as single people with 3 children each. And we got together and had a child of our own. So we have 7 children aged between 15 and 29.
Mm-hmm.
I found it absolutely easy, totally simple and natural to adore his 3 children.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately fell totally in love with them and have not stopped. totally in love with them. They're beautiful beings. I have 3 sons, and 2 of my sons have just never, ever, ever got on with my partner.
Mm-hmm.
And my partner find them very hard to bear. And my own eldest son is 21, is away at university, but he feels he was thrown out of the house by my partner. Mm-hmm. And his brother, who is 18, who still lives with us, who's very close to, actually said to me the other day that he thinks that my partner is insane. Mm-hmm. And he's such a horrible person, evil, wicked, horrible person.
Okay.
So I have this huge issue. I don't feel like my partner does about things. I'm quite a spontaneous person, for instance.
But you know what? Can we get right to bowing?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Bow to your son's defenses.
Okay.
Yeah, because otherwise we can't use reason. We can't be reasonable, so to speak. We can't use the mind to sort these things out, and I know you know that.
Mm.
So just bow to your son's defenses. And just thank your son's defenses for defending them through separation and stories and contractions. And then we'll do the same to your partner's defenses, because it's the only one that's not getting along is the conditioning, is not getting along with the conditioning.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's, you know, very ancient for the powerful masculine to kind of jockey for position and all that posturing and everything.
Mm.
So just in this moment, just thank everybody's defenses. Thank you for protecting. Just inside saying that. Thank you for defending.
Kind of just I feel very sorrowful about the situation and guilty.
Okay. And just bow to that in yourself and comfort it. Just agreeing, yes, yes, yes. Natural not to like this.
What do I do with the feeling of wanting to do something about it?
Now, just think that, because you're most powerful in terms of, you know, returning everything to balance by giving satsang inside. Yeah, but agree with the mind. Yes, we want a healthy resolution and balance. I agree. But we want everybody's defenses to stand down. Do you know that phrase? It's where soldiers relax a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now we go back to thanking your son and even your partner's defenses. Because even somehow, even if your partner isn't saying anything or doing anything, so to speak, conditioning can still feel threatened if it feels disapproval, or and it could be from the past, so we don't have to know any details, but we know that conditioning is feeling threatened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so now once again thanking the conditioning in your sons. And what's noticed in this moment?
Well, it's really weird because I've just felt this sorrow and then this strength started to rise up.
Wonderful. And just to that, yes, 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 you are welcome here.
Yeah, something in me doesn't want to be strong.
Well, we'll have an aversion to the human strength and power. And just say, would it be all right if it was divine or natural power and strength that's totally in balance and harmless? Would that be okay?
That would be beautiful.
That's it. So just welcoming it and feeding it with gratitude, because it's uncontaining itself. We want it to know it's honored and its medicine is needed here.
Yes. This is the role play thing. I end up going into the role play of defending my partner to my children and defending my children to my partner.
I know. Now just thank that habit. You're trying to be the peacemaker, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's natural. Thank you, thank you. It's not working, but
no,
thank you, thank you. That'll actually irritate everyone.
For years. I mean, this has been since they were tiny. It's for years.
Okay, so now it's very important. Can you see your two sons and your partner in your heart's view? Just inviting them here. And get really, really big energetically, like you're, I always call it 40 elephants big.
I just get that vast blackness, you know, that.
Gorgeous. That now, vast. Now, that vast blackness can just yell at them, enough now, kind of like that. You know? Or it will just do its own thing. So let that big, gorgeous blackness just wake them up.
I was very interested in what you were saying about if you have the clear seeing that you'll do the right thing in the right moment.
Yeah, but first we have the most important thing is that conditioning in your sons is perceiving something in the family as a war.
Mm.
They're not doing it. It's all on automatic. It's part of role play.
I'm interested you're seeing it from my son's point as them being defensive, where I feel like the opposite, like my partner's been the protagonist.
Oh, okay.
Just because they were, I have twin sons. They were two when we got together, and my other son was five.
Mm-hmm.
And the dislike was from then, and they're now 18 and 21. And
okay, so then now, see, I wasn't didn't get that part. So now bow to your partner's conditioning and thank it for being defending him.
Yeah, he really needs to defend himself. Well, I don't know why.
Well, no, it's an automatic program. He's not doing it.
Okay.
Yeah, he's an innocent bystander, just like your sons are. And the conditioning is duking it out, so to speak.
Mm.
So just bowing to the conditioning and all the your gentlemen.
We are outnumbered. There's only two daughters and five sons, so.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot of gentlemen. My goodness. So just bowing and just helping the conditioning see it's safe. There's no threat. It's safe. And can you feel a relaxation in them? You would know best. And there might be a flare-up first. And sometimes it's moving against someone is a human way of honoring the birth father.
Mm. Who is completely different.
But it's just honor anything that moves in them. Thank you for honoring your birth father that way by rejecting. There's all this, you know, human love is, not as simple and true and constant as substratum love. So just stay with it, and I would just do the work inside, so to speak.
Yeah.
The soothing everybody's conditioning. And then I would invoke Grace. So I once told Grace, I look forward to watching you resolve this.
That is nice.
Yeah. Because, you know, Grace is also the weaver and the unweaver, meaning Grace as life. So if you're bringing the awareness to, okay, this is above and beyond the human reason and just invoking Grace.
So I look forward to Grace.
Resolving this. Yes, but talk to her. I look forward to you resolving this, dear Grace. I mean, you're talking to yourself, but it's the unlimited aspect.
Yes, that makes me smile.
Yeah, there you go. Yes. Super. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Pavna. I will keep working on it. Thank you so much.
Much love.
I love you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, Pamela?
Yes.
I so appreciate all the people that have shared so far today. I've gotten a lot out of it. And the last thing you said about Grace really struck me. I brought up this before, but in my family of origin were still having some major problems with a brother that's in charge of my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And I was visiting there for a week and a half just recently, and all of my stuff got triggered.
Yeah.
I ended up, and survival issues for me especially. I went to a chapel and meditated and prayed, and what kept coming to me is just that grace take care of it. That
okay.
grace will take care of it. Because I have no control over this person.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not what came to me. I'm just saying that.
Yeah.
Everybody's afraid to talk to him. They will, but they reach a point where they won't. He's so full of anger. And there really is something wrong with him. Nobody knows what it is.
Okay.
So I don't even know why what I'm asking. But it's just so frustrating. And it's interfering with my relationship with my mother.
Yeah, and I mean, is he harsh with your mom with the anger?
I don't think overtly,
good.
But it's there. And it's just the way he is with people. He's so tense and that she picks up on it, and she does feel, you can tell she feels intimidated, but it's not because he's doing anything overtly, if that makes any sense.
Yes, that's right. She can just feel it, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so once again, even though it might not appear to be of value, if he is living in a constant sense of threat, he feels threatened somehow.
Yeah, I picked that up. Yes, definitely.
Yeah, so he's armored.
Yes.
Yeah, so what you can do as a sage is really soothe his nervous system from a distance, and yours.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe start with yours.
My mind's wanting to say something.
Oh, that's okay. You can say something.
What I'm personally afraid of is that he's somehow feeling threatened. I don't know this, but that at least part of he's feeling threatened. I don't know how to say it. By me in some way.
Okay.
But I don't know that, and so that causes me concern too. I'm doing anything to threaten him or had planned on doing anything to threaten him in any way. I'm not speaking of physically or anything.
Yeah.
But he may perceive it that something about me that
well,
way.
He can't discern.
No.
When he's in that high alert mode, when his conditioning is in high alert mode, he can't discern.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Yeah, just soothing your own nervous system first.
Okay.
Ah, the unfortunately named nervous system.
Really, huh?
Yeah.
Lot going on in there, I think.
And then just always you can even, Robert Adams suggested when we were sitting with someone who needed extra support to think about them before we would go to sleep at night.
Oh, yeah.
And then you'll be transmitting all night.
Okay, I remember that, yeah.
But here you can just bow to his conditioning and thanking it for protecting. Because behind his role, as I know you know, is the same natural being.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds kind of like his role is falling apart somehow. And that's why he has to be tighter and tighter and tighter.
People are challenging him, and we never used to do, we didn't do that before.
Okay.
Because he's being inappropriate.
He's being inappropriate.
Yeah, there's something just not right.
Yeah. So just bow to his conditioning again. Honestly, the only resolution is through grace and through naturalness blooming, getting bigger behind his contraction.
I'm not sure what that means.
Well, if you honor his true nature, mm-hmm. after you bow to his guards a few times, then it'll kind of wake up.
Okay.
Ooh. Because he doesn't like his role. I'm sure if you could interview him, do you mm-hmm. like your role? He'd probably say, ugh, trying to get rid of it. I don't know how.
Oh, I think somebody could find a way to help him get rid of it if that's true. not me, but other people could help him. But he doesn't talk, so...
Yeah, that's all right. The sage and this compassion, it can reach deep within him.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just like with the previous caller, it's just bowing to his condition?
Yeah, absolutely. And then he'll all of a sudden feel more balanced and more rooted
mm-hmm.
and come back to himself. But if he's in, like they used to say at the airport, those various alert levels.
Yeah.
Yeah. If he's in that high alert thing, then he can't discern. He's on automatic pilot, and his conditioning is totally controlling him. Just rest, rest, rest. You're safe. You're safe.
To him?
Mm-hmm. And especially in the masculine, frustration is going to drive them nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And where they go with it is that the anger gets more and more and more.
Mm-hmm.
So like Mount Vesuvius or something about to explode.
That's about it, yeah.
Yeah. So now you can bow to the frustration in him.
Wow. It's huge.
Yeah. Because frustration is actually something that we don't honor in ourselves or others.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of where the unlimited is wanting to rise up and dissolve limitation and lack. So we can even honor frustration in someone. It's like basically saying, frustration itself is saying, I'm so sick of being conditioned and limited.
Mm-hmm.
But then it doesn't know what to do. The mind doesn't know what to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you able to tell? There are some people that can see beyond the physical that think that there's something wrong going on in his brain, too, that's compounding all of this?
Well, basically the human mind
mm-hmm.
has gotten itself so wound up
mm-hmm.
that it is not well. So it's not even personal to him.
So it's not a physical thing?
Yeah, you can bow to his mind and it'll relax.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah. Now, the bowing, even though it seems like a very sort of gracious gesture and everything,
yeah.
is very potent because we're honoring the true nature of everything. So his human mind, so to speak, is displaying signs of unwellness,
mm-hmm.
but deeper within, there's the complete, you could say, divine, healthy, natural mind.
Oh, I see.
So when you bow to that natural mind within the weirdness,
mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. it kind of wakes up. It stretches. It goes, ah.
No, thank you, because I was just seeing the contraction only and thinking that there's nothing that anybody could do, nothing can be done about that.
Oh, yeah, no. Definitely not true.
No, it's not. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, compassion to this one mind helps it come back to itself.
I forgot.
Yeah, that's all right. Well, it's so convincing in family situations. We forget all about satsang.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. So in bowing, it's just like opening up to the bigger, to the opening up to the vastness, sort of, in a manner of speaking.
Yes, and also you're honoring that underneath the role play of limitation and frustration and anger in him is that beautiful natural self.
Yeah, my heart's opening up just
here. There you go. And from here now really honor him. So even if he returns back to his naturalness 25 to 45%, that's enough to throw him back totally. So he just needs enough soothing. That's really all satsang does, like when we go sit with friends.
Yeah.
This soothing happens, and naturalness knows itself, returns to itself. And then it can attend to all the misunderstandings or protections.
Okay.
We just need enough soothing to tip the scale, so to speak.
Okay.
Yeah.
When I'm doing this, I can see, I don't know how to say it, I can sort of see and feel that, I don't even know what to call it, like a trapped frustration in him.
Yeah, and honor that. Just say yes. Because that wants, is longing for a return, a wake up. And just yes.
Like he doesn't even know what to do, yeah. Wow, thank you, because I can sort of feel my old brother.
he's there, whole and complete.
Okay.
And then his conditioning is in panic mode.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then if it resonates, you can bow to him, please forgive our disrespect. Because especially for the masculine, if it feels disapproved of or disrespected, it'll go bonkers.
Yes, it is. But so I'm owning that I've been, does that mean I've been disrespectful?
Well, hasn't your conditioning been judging and disapproving him of his conditioning?
Absolutely.
There you go. Yeah. Now, it's really good to be honest because, I mean, what
I
is a sage other than honesty?
Well, I feel like I have good reasons.
Oh, I know, but that's the mind. The mind.
Okay.
Well, yeah. I mean.
Okay. So what am I?
Ancient story.
I'm sorry. What'd you say to do again? To
just bow to him. Please forgive my conditioning's disrespect.
Okay.
Please forgive all the judging and disapproving in the family. I noticed for my beleaguered brother that if I would describe the main movement from my sister and I would be judging and disapproving.
Mm-hmm.
And it does not serve.
Yeah. Okay.
Very good. Beautiful thoughts on gear.
Thank you so much. Thank you. You take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So we've come to the apparent end of our timelessness together. Not that that's ever true, but I'm going to return the hosting back to Kate of East Bay Open Circle with much gratitude and love.
Thank you, Pamela, and thank you, everyone. Such a beautifully supportive sangha. Do join us again for Pamela's other Tosat songs. They'll be coming up April 12th and April 19th. So same time, same place. And we can go ahead and you can feel free to unmute yourself by pressing star 6 if you'd like to say goodbye or hello. we hope to hear from you all and be with you all again soon.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, everybody, for holding the energy, and thank you, Pamela, for being...
Thank you, Pamela, and thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Pamela. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Kate and Pamela, and everyone for being here.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Mary. And Pamela.
Thank you, all of us.
Thank you, thank you. Much love.